Hello, everybody. My name's Kevin.
I'm Shane.
And we are the GK.
What was it?
F.
General Knowledge Force.
Here, we are the podcast where we tell you about the things that you wish you knew.
Yes.
All in just 30 minutes. Okay. All right, let's get started here. We wanted to go ahead and just do a little bit of a show over this one topic that Shane mentioned to me while we were actually doing dabs one time. It's over a game called Jade Cocoon. So Shane, like, give me a brief explanation. What is Jade Cocoon? What is this?
It's a JRPG monster tamer. It was made by Valve Entertainment in 1996.
Valve Entertainment? So the same guys who did Half-Life 2?
No, I think I'm wrong.
Developer is called Genki.
Genki.
Hmm. So tell me, what didn't you tell me that, like, this is the only game this company ever made? Like, it was literally just this one game by itself?
Mm-hmm.
I found that just so crazy, because originally I was just like, oh, Jade Cocoon, like, no big deal. This must be, like, just a whatever game that Shane just happens to be excited about. But then you started showing me bits of this game, and this is a PlayStation 1 game that's just, like, completely just blown out of the water.
Right. Like, unprecedented for its time. 100%. Absolutely crazy. Like, the monsters in it, like, evolve, that you can combine them, make your own monster creation, doing all types of different weird stuff. It's got a beautiful, like, soundtrack. The story's great. It'll wrap you up pretty quick in the campaign. It's a really heart-touching story.
Yeah, I found it nuts how, like, back in PlayStation 1, like, the best game I think of is Final Fantasy.
Right. I'd put that as, like, those two as a comparable franchise.
In Final Fantasy, there's no voice acting. You know, like, back then I was like, oh yeah, voice acting is just not a thing. Like, PlayStation 1, like, voice acting wasn't a thing until PlayStation 2. But that's completely wrong. Turns out that Jade Cocoon was doing voice acting back then.
And every single character had their unique voice actor, full line, full personality developed for them. Like, the voice actors did a really good job, like, giving the characters, like, a real feeling, like they were alive.
And I saw that they had, like, some really, really good animation, like, for the cinematic. Like, it was just, like, straight up, like, anime. Like,
right, like, anime style. Like, I'd say, like, 80s style anime for the trailer and the cinematics for it. All hand-drawn, frame by frame.
So give us a bit of a rundown. What was the story?
So you're, like, a monster tamer. So, like, you're basically running around as this, like, person that has to purify the hearts of monsters, and you use them to, like, continue cleansing the curse out of the different forests. Like, there's a sacred forest, there's different, like, locations in the game, the different areas. There's, like, dragonfly, butterfly, this, like, beetle, parts of the forest that have their own, like, elements associated with them, creature types that are in the area. There's a boss associated with it, like, your standard video game style stuff. But, like, every single area had a really, really cool aesthetic, its own, like, the soundtrack that went along with it, to where, like, when you're in that area, like, you start hearing the music and you're like, man, like, I remember playing that. That was wild running through there, you know?
It was
just cool.
Yeah.
Like, just the soundtrack was awesome. The characters were super fleshed out. Gameplay was great.
Let's go ahead and pull some of this up.
Wild. It wasn't, like, all 8-bit or anything like that. It was, like, just a lot of different sounds. It was cool. Flutes. Everything was, like, kind of traditional Japanese folk. I liked it.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of Legend of Zelda with the Ocarina. You know, the Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an Ocarina anyway? Is that what this is?
Yeah, so they're actually playing the Ocarina, and like you use as the Beastmaster in the game is you play an Ocarina to like soothe the heart of the spirits whenever you're capturing the animals to like fight with them. Like you have to play the songs and like, it's wild.
So is there like a specific song for each creature?
Oh, no. It's like a capture sequence like you would like with a Pokeball or something. But as you got the different ocarinas and flutes throughout the game, your character would play different like musical tones that were supposed to be more effective at soothing the spirit. As you like got stronger, your capturing music evolved as well and got more complex as you like leveled up and got more experience in the game. Like, he was growing as a musician as well as a tamer.
You're right. Really right.
It was cool.
And I remember I was, like, watching, I was like, oh, this kind of reminds me a little bit of Pokemon. Because the fact that you can, like, capture
like the
these
capturings.
Creatures. Yeah, I kind of feel horrible that, like, we compare so many things to Pokemon when, I guess because they just mastered that kind of formula. But this game is really its own thing. It's not, there's no right. Pokeballs, there's no... Can't you even, like, fight as the main character?
No, yes, you fight at, like, that's how you start out in the game. You fight as your main character, and that's how you do everything, is as the main character. Your, like, monsters are just, like, support people for you. They support you. If you die, like, your character, you're done. Like,
game's over.
Game over. Like, you better go back to the save point. And it was neat, because, like, some monsters could, like, pull, like basically push a monster off the field and pull your character up into the middle of the fight and start like focusing your guy instead of fighting the monsters.
Oh, really? They can control it like
that?
Yeah,
and just be like, whoop, knock them out, like just like a forced switch in Pokemon, like something like that.
Oh, does your character, like your main character, does he still level up? Does he still continue to get strong?
Yeah, he levels up, gets more health, attack, whatever you want to like invest your points into. All that jazz. Like, you can get items and stuff, like different daggers, swords, weapons to make you deal more damage. You can get better armor, stuff like that. Like, typical JRPG stuff.
Does the armor show up in the game?
It actually changes the character model, too. Like, you actually see a different weapon, a different armor set, different, like, a different ocarina. Like, that stuff, like, that wasn't available for PlayStation 1. Like, you get a new item, like, oh, it was just wild. Like, PlayStation 2, Final Fantasy X, like, when they first doing that, like, when they made Brotherhood, and, like, we're showcasing that sword.
Brotherhood?
Yeah, the weapon.
Final Fantasy X?
In Final Fantasy X, the weapon.
Titus?
Titus's sword, Brotherhood.
Oh, that's what it's called.
The blue
okay.
blade, yeah. And, like, that's, like, the game that started, like, changing all the in-game models for all the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember, like, in Final Fantasy VII, that was a PlayStation 1 game, like, that model never changed for the whole
right,
game.
Right, you still had the Buster Sword, and like even when it wasn't the Buster Sword, it looked like the Buster Sword. Your armor looked the same, even though you got the upgrades. It was same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they, like, Final Fantasy relied way more on the gameplay and the story.
No, the Final Fantasy story, I think, was just phenomenal. Like, Final Fantasy did a great job with every single one of their stories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But tell me, I know you were showing me some, like, crazy bosses in the game.
Oh yeah, so like there's one boss that changes elements every single turn of the fight, and you have to like switch your monsters appropriately, and because the different elements have like a super effective effect, let's say, or not so effective, like water, air, earth, fire, all that, your typical elements. And then like the one guy at the end just changes air, water, fire, earth constantly every single turn, and it's just hell to fight him. Unless you have, like, a stacked group.
And isn't your... In the game, don't you, like, go to, like, the spirit world or something like that?
Yes, eventually you do. Like, everyone... Spoiler alert! Everyone in the village dies and gets turned to stone. So you end up having to go to the spirit realm to figure out what the hell started the curse. And as you're there, you've basically learned that you're, like, the... Pretty much, like, the... Like, yin and yang. Like, you are the aspect of light in this universe. And you're supposed to, like, help get rid of the curse, but you have to balance yourself with the aspect of darkness, who you end up fighting at the end of the game, and he's your dad.
Yeah.
And he's the one that's been screwing with you the whole time throughout the whole story. It's wild.
Does your father, like, have something against you? Is that why he's doing all this?
No, he's just, like, the harbinger of darkness in the game. It's just, like, he knows what he has to do. He's, like, he plays the dark lute, you play the Ocarina of Light, and... But, so, like, it's kind of left, like, vague up until the end of the game. So, like, it's, like, a big reveal. Like, oh, crap, it's your dad. Like, you don't know who he is. You think he's, like, this spirit, basically. You think he's just, like, this malevolent spirit the whole time. Then you figure out it's your dad, and you're like, what the hell? Like, oh, my God. He's supposed to be dead. He's the reason, like, the village all went to disarray in the first place because he disappeared in the forest and the curse came and all a bunch of shit happened.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, wow. Like, and there's no... The dad doesn't have anything against the son.
No.
He just does it because
it's just like the natural order of things. Like, he's just like with the times, basically. He's ahead of everybody else. But he knows that it's like... He's like a Thanos type character doing like what has to be done. And he doesn't like it, but he does it.
So at the end, would you say like... It's not like a like heroes win all. Is it more of like a balanced ending?
Balance. Like some it's all happen? About balance. It's like yin and yang. It's just boom, balance all. Like it's a pretty wild ending. It's pretty wild.
Wow.
Like the light dragon and dark dragon come up out of the spirit like realm and come up out of the ground and shit in the forest and purify everything, and a bunch of crap happens, and then you get locked in the spirit world, and then you're just like trapped there forever with your dad doing just run around in like the end game portion of the game, like the, you know, in-game content where you can run around and get, like, all different versions of every different monster in the game. Certain monsters that never spawn in the main game are available in the in-game content so that you can, like, actually, like, make a team and battle with your friends, co-op and stuff. Go put it on your memory card, go to your buddy's house, battle each other in the arena using, like, your squad.
Okay, when you tell me that, about that, man, I can only imagine the time it took them to, like, incorporate that multiplayer system into the game. Put it, save it on your memory card and then go to your friend's house, plug your memory card in as well, and then be able to pull from both memory cards in order to be able to fight each other in the arena. Like,
it's wild.
That must have been I can't imagine how much of a bitch that was putting that together.
The craziest thing, like, the thing that, like, impressed me the most with that game was, like, that you could actually take two creatures and combine them, like, just mix them into a totally new thing that's it's not in the game. Like, you make your own custom creatures. And you can do it as many times as you want with as many creatures as you want. So you can basically pretty much amalgamify every creature in the game into one character, like, creature. And, like, you can make, like, this weird amorphous blob of a monster that's just ridiculously strong or just totally weak, depending on how you mixed them and did stuff. Or you can make, like, certain hybrids and then mix those hybrids to make, like, special hidden creatures in the game that aren't, like, common knowledge.
But isn't it, like, you when you combine these monsters together, it's at a price?
Yes, yes. So, like, it actually costs, like, the in-game currency. And then also, like, your wife in the game, she's, like, one of the people that can do the magic to mix the creatures. But every time she does it, it leaves her body, like, horribly scarred. Like, it fucks her up. And then the more and more and more you do it, like, her model changes to where, like, she's wearing full garb and everything to cover up all her scars and crap so, like, you don't see it. And it's kind of, like, really sad because, like, as you abuse the power more and more, she gets more covered up and, like, hidden and just horribly scarred all throughout her body.
And you just know that you're just, like, destroying the one person who, like, cares about you so much that she's willing to harm herself in order to help you fulfill your quest.
Pretty cool. Pretty wild. Makes you feel bad, too. Start seeing it happen, you're like, oh no, my little heart hurts.
Yeah, it's also like, dang, goals. Like, everyone needs somebody like that in their life.
True.
But also an abusive relationship.
Absolutely. He's running around out in the woods by himself, catching monsters and scarring her to hell and back every time he comes home. Doesn't he? Goodness.
Wow. Man, is there anything else you want to talk about regarding the game? Anything else that blows your mind?
I mean, that's, like, the really cool stuff that was just, like, really interesting for the time. Like, it's just, Kiki Knox, my favorite character in the game, if that's, like, a thing.
Kiki Knox. Yeah, Kiki Knox?
Kiki Knox, like, the spirit god. Like, well, he's, like, the forest spirit who's, like the sky and the forest and the game and the lore. But he's, like, one of the gods that sympathized with the humans and got banished from, like, the realm of the gods to Earth in the game, and he's, like, the only one that walks on the same plane as the mortals do, but he's still, like, doing his godly duty stuff in the forest. It's pretty neat. He's a really cool character. He ends up messing with you a little bit, then you fight him, then he becomes your friend, and then you can even fight with him in a couple fights. It's wild.
Really? You can fight with him?
Yeah, like, he joins your team for a couple fights, and then before he goes back to doing his Kiki Knock business.
Oh, I bet he's, like, crazy powerful.
Oh god, he's got a lot of health. Like, compared to, like, all your monsters at that point in the game, he's, like, triple the stats of everything. He's just ridiculous.
Holy shit. And didn't you say he was essentially, like, a god that was, like, deserted to the realm?
Yeah, basically, like, sympathized with the humans so much that the other gods were like, why don't you just go live with them then, and banished him. Like, you go to Earth.
How about depressing?
Yeah, he's having a good old time. He's just running around in the woods by himself.
Doing what he's got to do.
He's got a lot more cooler backstory, but, like, that's for people to find out.
And, like, right now, you can't even get this game on Steam, right?
Nope.
None of them on Steam. It's such a crazy good game that you just can't get anywhere.
Yeah, it's just, unless you get lucky, still have a PlayStation 1 and then happen to find it on eBay or like in a GameStop somewhere, maybe you might get a hold of it.
Wow.
But it's going for $300 on eBay, so good luck. I've got two copies.
You have two copies of the game.
And I have Jade Cocoon 2, the second game.
I thought the company only made one game.
So they made one, like the first game, but that's the only JRPG style game they ever made. So like when they made Jade Cocoon 2, it was a completely different game. Like different story, different like literally everything about the game was different. It like became like a strategy game, almost like a board game.
Oh, so it wasn't, was it?
It was a lot better. Like, the animations were better, character models were better, they got rid of, like, all the old monsters, you can't combine monsters anymore, like, all the cool, cool things about the game got removed when they made Jade Cocoon 2.
Oh.
Give Jade Cocoon 2 a Google, and, like, you can look at, like, the art style, like, how everything changed. So Jade Cocoon is, like, that's, like, the thing you store the monsters in. The jade cocoons are the, like, vessels for the monster. I love it. And they're, like, called fireflies. But they're jade cocoons spun from the fireflies. Like, in the Jade Cocoon 2, they made Kiki Knock really fat. And I don't like that. Because he wasn't. He was, like...
Yeah.
He was a jungle man running around.
Yeah, I remember seeing in the original one that he was just, like, a thin person, just anybody else.
Like, Leaf running around, flying around, hanging out, you know, doing a... Forest spirit stuff, not being a fat company owner.
Forest spirit stuff.
I should draw Kiki Knock. I like him too much to not have a drawing of him.
Oh wow, he's like a bird man.
Yes, yes.
That's intense.
Right. Like, it shows you that like he's cursed. He's not supposed to be part human at all, and that's like what they did to him when they banished him. Like boom, like you're a person now. You are a mortal version of you. Bam.
Oh, fuck.
And I think he actually gets, like, a love interest and stuff, too. And that's a part of, like, why they banish him.
Oh.
Like a human love interest.
So, guys, you heard about it. Jade Cocoon, it's on eBay for $300. This game is absolutely insane. I'm pretty jealous of Shane. I wish I could have played this back in my time. Thank you guys so much for listening. Shane, thank you so much for being an absolute BA and being here right now with me.
Thank you.
And I am looking forward to our next episode. All right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You all have a good night.